Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. So tomorrow is a big day for some people. It's Kentucky Derby.
That's right. The Run for the Roses.
And there's a cocktail that's associated with that and the South overall. What is it?
It's the Mint Julep.
This is kind of legendary, but I don't think a lot of people, at least in the North, have had a mint julep. Well, how do you make it, and why is it so special?
Well, they may have had one, but they probably haven't had a very good one. Even at the Derby, the mint juleps are not known to be particularly good in quality. The mint julep is really a drink that's all about technique, so you really want to pay attention while you're making this drink. The key ingredients, of course, are just mint. I like to use simple syrup. Some people use regular sugar. You can use that. And the most important thing is that you want to muddle those very, very gently. All you're trying to do is bring out the aroma of the mint, and you don't want to crush it up or make it bitter. And we've got a picture on the Michigan Radio website that'll show exactly the right level of muddling you're looking for there.
Let's talk about the actual recipe.
This drink doesn't really have a recipe. It's what you like, how much simple syrup you like, how much mint. I use 2 teaspoons of simple syrup and about the leaves from 1 sprig of mint. And then I'm going to use 2 ounces of bourbon. I chose the Waterhill Bourbon from Ann Arbor Distilling Company. This is 100-proof bourbon, and that's nice in a drink like this that has crushed ice, because it means as the drink dilutes, that bourbon flavor is still going to come through.
And crushed ice is an absolute necessary ingredient in it.
Definitely. That is a key part of a mint julep. So to make it, after you've muddled up that mint and the simple syrup, you're going to add your bourbon and then about half fill your glass with crushed ice and stir it until the outside of the glass starts to frost up. And we're using a silver julep cup, as is traditional, but you can use any glass that you like. And then you're going to add some more crushed ice, stir a little bit more, add crushed ice to sort of fill the glass up. And then also really important is to take some mint, a nice big bunch of mint, smack it around in your hand a little bit, because that's going to bring out that aroma. And then you're going to garnish with this beautiful bouquet of mint.
You add a straw, but still you're going to get a nose full of mint.
Absolutely. And the straw is actually meant to be shorter than a standard straw, because that nose full of mint is a key part of the drink. So you're really intended to drink it through the straw, but get your nose right in the mint at the same time.
All right, I'm going to watch you take a sip of this. You tell me whether you did a good job.
Bourbon. Mint.
It's hard to go wrong when it's mixed right, I guess. And it's awfully popular. It's been popular for a long time. This is a pretty old drink.
And I was just researching it, and one of the things I thought was really interesting is this was often thought of as a morning drink. We don't think about morning drinks anymore today, but this was the, you know, get up, have a mint julep, start your day right.
Okay, thanks very much.
Cheers.